The southern city of Rafah to evacuate and head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi, and a further indication that the military is pressing ahead with its plans for a ground attack on Rafah. Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens reports.
Israel has now evacuated the eastern third of Rafah, pushing the operation to the edges of the heavily populated central area. Although the move into the city has so far been short of the full-scale invasion that Israel planned, the United Nations and other agencies have warned for weeks that an Israeli assault on Rafah would cripple humanitarian operations and cause a disastrous surge in civilian casualties. Israel also said Saturday that it is moving into an area in northern Gaza where Hamas has regrouped. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. VOA's Patsy Wittig-Rosara has the story.
On Friday, the U.S. State Department weighed in on Israel's war conduct with a report to Congress that says it's reasonable to assess there are possible Israeli violations of international humanitarian law. But the U.S. has not determined whether a violation occurred and is still investigating. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Those questions are something that we continue to look at and have not yet reached any determinations.
The report also says that while Israel has the tools to mitigate civilian harm, the high civilian death toll has raised questions as to whether the Israeli military is using the tools effectively. Patsy Wittig-Rosara, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Deadly flash floods have struck northern Afghanistan, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
More than 300 people are dead after flash floods caused by unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan, according to the UN Food Agency. The World Food Program is distributing fortified biscuits to survivors of the flooding, which has mostly hit the northern province of Baghlan, as well as neighboring regions. A spokesperson for the Taliban government says all available resources are being mobilized to rescue people, transport the injured, and recover the dead. The UN says the floods are a stark reminder of Afghanistan's vulnerability to the climate crisis. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Iran's hardliners have won most of the remaining seats in an election runoff to give them full control over the country's parliament, authorities say. They did not give details of the turnout. The result and that of the previous vote in March gives hardliners 233 of the 290 seats in parliament, Iran's parliament. According to an Associated Press tally, hardliners seek more culture and social restrictions based on Islamic Sharia, including demanding that women wear the Islamic veil in public. They also express enmity toward the West, particularly the United States. Those politicians calling for change in the country's government, known broadly as reformists, were generally barred from running in the election. U.S. special operations leaders are having to do more with less and learning from the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Leaders of the commandos deployed for sensitive missions and counterterrorism want to add more high-tech experts to their teams while still cutting overall forces by 5,000 troops over the next 5 years. In an AP interview, Special Operations Commander General Brian Fenton says they're eyeing plans to increase the size of Green Beret teams to add technical abilities like computer experts who could reprogram drones on the fly. Some changes under consideration are influenced by what the U.S. is learning from partners like Britain's Royal Forces as they help Ukraine's military battle Russia. Fenton says British commandos are learning. They need advice from pilots and Royal Navy teammates to help them understand things, like the way a ship in the Black Sea navigates. Pentagon leaders say the numbers of special operations forces and support staff can shrink a bit from highs during the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Jennifer King, Washington.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has visited the country's border with Belarus and stressed that Poland will do more to strengthen security along its entire eastern frontier. It is also the European Union's external border with the autocratic state. And Tusk said he believed the bloc would also be interested in investing in Poland's border security. Tusk accused Belarus, Russia's ally, of waging a hybrid war against the West by encouraging migrants to try to cross into the EU and said Poland would spare no expense on its border security. He said the number of attempted illegal crossings was rising. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Enjoy music from Olivia Rodrigo. She's on the way. SZA coming up. Let's see. I've got Nicki